everyone, and welcome to episode 6 of My Webtoon Journey. This is a bi-weekly podcast where I just dive into a brand new Webtoon series each episode and give some generally spoiler minimal impressions just to kind of pique your interest in a series. If it's something, if you're new to the Webtoon sphere, this is a good way to discover a Webtoon you might not have heard of. Or if you're a veteran, you get to hear someone talk about some of your favorite Webtoons for a few minutes. My name is John, and I am also the host of the Mangalog podcast. That is also currently a bi-weekly podcast because that seemed like the best way to schedule it at this point in my life. So, but it used to be weekly. Those episodes are a little bit longer. Same format as this one. I kind of just introduce a new manga series each episode and give some spoiler-free impressions. Recently, though, on that podcast, I released a kind of spoilerific deep dive episode that's like an hour and a half long, and it's on Yona of the Dawn. So if you really love Yona of the Dawn, give that a look. That actually covers volumes 1 through 7. So, and that's what the anime adapts. So if you've watched the Yona of the Dawn anime, or at least read to that point in the manga, you might be interested in that. But enough about manga. This week's episode is on The Boxer. And this webtoon is a sports series written and illustrated by JH, capital JH. That's the name they go by. And it's been running since May of this year, 2020. It's ongoing, and chapters are released every Monday and Thursday, so twice a week, which is insane to think about, that they are able to pump out this quality twice a week. It has 778,000 readers, with an average score of 9.84 on the Webtoon platform. And for this episode, I read up until chapter 13. And the synopsis, again, I probably should have proofread the synopsis because some of these are, full of errors, but here we go. So you've got raw talent. You're the underdog, but do you have the heart? Do you have what it takes? Let's see what you're made of. The real fight starts now. Not really a synopsis, but it's motivational, I guess. It gets to the heart of what the story is actually about. And excuse me, my nose is running because my allergies are terrible. Oh my gosh. good audio listening. I'm gonna try not to do that often. So the story starts off, you're introduced to this, well, actually there's like a, I don't know if it's a flashback sequence or whatever, but after that you're introduced to this man named K, and he's a legendary boxing trainer. He comes to visit some gym. I guess there's rumors that a talented up-and-comer is training there named Ryu, and we immediately get to see Ryu in action. We read as someone seasoned in the sport commentates on Ryu's fighting style. So K's over here, he's checking Ryu out. And, okay, so he's pretty flexible. He's really fast. He's just toying with his opponent, So we're getting like this kind of play-by-play on this dude named Ryu. And Ryu is like this spiky-haired, I think he looks like he's albino. And he kind of looks like an albino Bakugo. Bakugo is a character from the My Hero Academia manga series. And I've read that, and that was my immediate thought when I saw his character design, and then like go to the comments, and sure enough, the comments always deliver. Like, yeah, I'm just gonna start calling this dude albino Bakugo from now on. So, it's just like it's kind of like crazy how similar he is to Bakugo, even his attitude. But yeah, he's pretty cocky. We see him just toying with his training partner in the ring, and he's just swiftly dodging his attacks, bopping him with swift counters, not really putting full effort into his punches. He's just kind of toying with them. And Kay, the trainer that's watching him, says he would like to see this Ryu guy face someone a little better. So they bring out this dude that also trains at the gym. He's more of a seasoned boxing veteran. His name is Steel. And he's considered a super middleweight class. And so that's above Ryu in weight class. But he actually, he has more actual boxing experience, where Ryu, he's probably considered a lightweight in terms of boxing class, and he also just has no real experience in the ring. But we do learn through like some flashbacks that he's gotten into street fights, so he could probably hold his own. And we see some more from him later and realize how actually talented Ryu is. even though I don't think he deserves that talent because he's a terrible person, but we'll get into that. So this is really how awesome, this is really good to see how awesome the art is here. J.H., the author, is just really good at drawing action. And like, and a common thing that happens in like comics and manga is that the artist will tend to put like just a bunch of stuff going on the page, trying to just squeeze in, you know, stuff into panels, especially when there's multiple characters involved. And it just gets, you kind of get wrapped up in the spectacle of it all. It might look really cool, but also there's no real, sometimes it's hard to tell what's going on. Sometimes there's just no real like choreography. So it's like, okay, yeah, flashy, cool attacks, but like, you know, you just don't really feel the fight, you know? And especially like in series where magic and stuff like that is involved. So it's a really special feeling when you get to see action series that actually have good fight choreography, and then you can just follow that action clearly from panel to panel, and that's definitely the case here. So like it's just really, again, watching this Ryu character, just really fluid motion. It's drawn in a way where you could really feel Ryu's agility and flexibility. And then like in any panel, like any chapter outside of Ryu, when someone throws a punch, and like between the art and the sound effects, you really get to feel that like oomph in each punch that connects. And I'm just really impressed with the action in this series so far. It's just laid out in just the perfect way. Like it's not always visually just like the most beautiful thing you've seen. Sometimes it's very basic, like that you just see two characters in a ring boxing, so there's not a lot going on in the background. But like the way it's drawn, it's just super, I don't know how to explain, like visceral. And that's like one of those buzzwords you always hear, but it really describes what's going on here in terms of like the action in this series. And I think this is really promising because, again, this is a sports series. So, you know, it's focused on boxing. So ideally, the strongest part of the art should be reflected in the ring, you know? So I think I've got a really good feeling this is going to be a treat to read each week, especially when the action starts ramping up, you know, and we start seeing some legitimate boxing matches. But, you know, just because the action is great, and again, this is a sports series that might turn some people off, but I think the writing is actually really good as well. So like chapter one gets you straight into the action just to kind of, you know, get you wrapped up in the series. It starts off strong. But as you move on chapter to chapter, you realize, okay, there's a little bit of story going on here, or some of these characters have some serious issues. And you realize that the writing's pretty strong. The way J.H. introduces the main cast is actually kind of cool. So he starts off with Ryu in this boxing character, and this boxing trainer, and you don't know, you just assume because of the first characters that are introduced, well, outside of that flashback sequence, that they're going to be the main characters. But as you're reading on, okay, you expect, okay, this character is going to be a good guy. Well, okay, it turns out they're a bad guy. And like, okay, this character is going to be just some side character, but then he turns out to be a really important character. So it's kind of cool how the author plays with your expectations in that aspect. And also in the writing, one of the prevalent themes so far in this webtoon is bullying. And I've seen bullying depicted a lot, especially in manga. And a lot of the times it's sometimes it get to come off a little cartoony. Sometimes when it's written well, I mean, you have to wonder if the writers have experienced bullying firsthand, because sometimes the depictions are just so spot on. It's just really hard to read. And in this case, that definitely seems to be the case. There was a manga that I actually covered on my podcast, Beck, and early on in that manga, the main character was being bullied. And it's really upsetting. It's really upsetting, but because it's upsetting, I knew that it was being written effectively, because if the writer wrote it in a way that was kind of like campy or you know, just not, you know, not very good, I wouldn't really care as much. I was just like, okay, they're just trying to make me feel something, but they're not doing a good job. In this case, it's depicted realistically enough for me to actually to be upset. And there's actually content warnings at the start of some of these chapters where like some extreme bullying takes place. It's not great. It's great writing. It's just not fun to read at times. So if that's a trigger for you, just keep that in mind. There's definitely some just hardcore, just straight up bullying. It's brutal. So, I don't like reading about that kind of stuff generally, but I will say the dialogue in those scenes, they hit really hard. Like when a bad guy in like a manga or a webtoon or anything is starting to actually make me angry by their actions, I know the writer is doing something right. And this webtoon actually has its fair share of violence that manages to be graphic. So again, you know, content warning, but it's not like gory. It's just brutal. It's just brutal. I think it's the best word to describe it. It's just brutal. Like people's face getting just pounded in, where you're kind of like fearing for the other person's life, that kind of thing. But despite the brutality, there is definitely a message of hope. Again, this isn't like torture. This isn't like one of those dark series that is just going out of its way to make you feel sad all the time. It's not that kind of thing. It's definitely got that that message of hope. Early on, we're introduced to one of these kids being bullied, and we learn that, you know, he goes home and he's just like, I feel trapped. I want to get stronger. I want to be able to defend myself. And it kind of gives you you're rooting for this kid. You're rooting for this kid, even though his situation seems helpless. And of course, the group of kids that are bullying him definitely are way out of his league in terms of like, you know, just he's already outnumbered. And then one of the kids is a monster, you know, so it definitely feels like a hopeless situation. But it doesn't stay that way. I want to let you guys know there is hope. you know, he ends up that character in particular comes to his father and asks his father for advice. And his father is a retired pro boxer. And I think the conversation this kid has with his father is actually a really great example of just how like effective and touching the dialogue could be in the series so far. And this is just based on these first, like, you know, 13 chapters. That's not to say not all of the dialogue is spectacular. Like, some of it comes off a little cheesy, a little campy, I guess. But for the most part, like, you know, that conversation in particular kind of hit me. I was like, wow, that's actually really inspiring. Like, his father actually gave him pretty decent advice. So I was actually really impressed with that. I'm just trying to go through my notes here. So yeah, it inspires hope in this kid's life, despite how futile his situation or his efforts might seem at first. And we do actually get to see our main character in the story. I will say that Ryu is not the protagonist of the story. It's another kid that you see. I think you see in the flashback, but you don't realize the significance of that scene until later. And the story begins to follow him, and he's kind of like, he's like an enigma. I mean, he's shrouded in mystery at this point, kind of a blank slate. The story definitely alludes to a dark past. It might have been abusive. We're not sure what's going on there. He just looks so depressing. You look at his character design, you're just like, God, this dude looks dead. But overall, he's just bored with his life. He doesn't really emote much. And there's not like a lot of internal monologuing coming from him. So like, we don't know what's going on in his head. And all we really get to see from him is like, wow, he's pretty strong despite being a kind of a pushover and just like letting himself, be hit. He's also really fast. So Kay, you know, the boxing trainer that we meet first thing, he takes a big liking to him to the point where like, he literally says, I will kidnap this boy so that he can train in my gym if I have to. And that's kind of weird. That was kind of like, okay, for some of the good dialogue, this just seemed kind of, it came across kind of weird. I don't know if it was supposed to be funny, but like he seemed genuinely serious. Like, I will kidnap this kid to get him to train at my gym. That's how desperate he was to train this dude. That's how much potential he saw in this guy. I think that's the point they were getting at, but it was kind of like, okay, a little over the top, but all right. And I think that actually would do it for this episode, guys. I'm impressed with the action. I think the writing has enough to kind of carry that action forward. There's definitely some really just brutal scenes. Like, if you're looking for some hard-hitting action and not always in the ring, this could be something that you might want to check out. Again, there's definitely that trigger warning of bullying. It lasts for a few chapters, so you're going to have to go through that before you get to the actual inspiring part, you know. It's pretty brutal. It's been a while since something has made me visually like kind of wince, you know, in terms of like just characters just getting hurt, you know. I enjoyed this a lot. It's definitely one I'm going to keep in my reading rotation. I think this is a talented, definitely a talented artist for sure. And that'll do it for this episode, guys. I actually, looking at my notes, I forgot to choose a series for next week to talk about. I've got a couple that I'm subscribed to, so I'll probably just go through those and pick one. I'm thinking of there's this really cute series called Plum. I think I might check that out for the next episode. So I'll catch you in a couple weeks. If you want to continue hearing my voice, definitely check out the Mangalog podcast. The next episode of that is going to be on a shoujo manga series called Shinobi Life. And I think my Yona the Dawn episode was supposed to come out last week. So technically, the Shinobi Life episode will be coming out at the end of this week. My schedule's all over the place. Just expect it within a week or so of this episode. But thank you guys for listening. I noticed I've been getting a few listeners, so it's actually picking up steam a little faster than my manga podcast did initially. So that's good. I'm going to try to stay consistent with my scheduling. I apologize if you're waiting for episodes to drop on specific days. It's just not going to happen. I follow a pretty like vague every 2 weeks schedule at this point. But I appreciate you guys for sticking with me. And if you have any questions for me or anything, just reach out to me. I keep all the links in the descriptions. At least, actually, you know what? I don't think I've included those in the last 5 episodes because when I posted them, I didn't have my Twitter up, I don't think. And also, if you use the Anchor platform, you could always reach out to me via voice message and I'll actually get some, you know, audio messages. Those won't go on the show or anything unless you want them to, but I get to hear your voice. So, and of course, if you have any recommendations, I'll consider them. I'll add them to the list. I do have certain series I want to check out. I just don't know what they are right now because I don't have my other notes in front of me. If you have any specific recommendations, maybe something under the radar, because I am covering, like, I'm trying to cover a mix of stuff. So if there's something that's, I'm sticking to like the stuff that's on the Webtoon, like featured pages, you know, that kind of thing. I know there's Canvas. There's a couple of Canvas stuff on, looking at, but if there's something really outstanding on Canvas that you think deserves more attention, definitely shoot me a message. But that'll do it for this episode. I don't want to rant too long towards the end of this. That's The Boxer, guys. Really good. Very impressed with this series, especially coming from the manga side of things, where I read a lot of shonen action manga, and this is like, for someone who's interested in that kind of manga, this is actually kind of a smooth transition over to Webtoon if you wanted to read something, you know, kind of in your comfort zone, I guess. Definitely check out The Boxer. All right, thank you guys, and have a wonderful week.